Ted Williams is one of baseball's greatest hitters and a Hall of Famer, and we are having a wonderful conversation with his daughter, Claudia Williams. Of course, the daughter of the legendary Red Sox hitter and left fielder, Ted Williams. And I love that, what you bring out, because you learned at a very young age that no matter what you did in life, it had better meet the highest standards. I mean, your dad taught you that, to be driven by, you know, really getting after it and being a grinder.
No, I think it's sad that today so many people, you know, just are content with 50%, you know? And my dad was never content unless it was 100%. And I wish there was more enthusiasm. I wish there was more passion out there. I wish more people were driven, you know? One of the things that I get criticized for, you know, is my intensity. But you know what? I'm damn proud of my intensity. Because I don't do anything unless I care about what I'm doing.
Do you believe that type of intensity, you mentioned enthusiasm, passion, is that what made your dad such a great hitter? I mean, those emotions at the plate, getting mad and getting after it?
No doubt in my mind. My dad not only used baseball as his channel to release any and all frustrations, but he used his emotions to his advantage. And instead of letting it cripple him, it actually empowered him. And what a wonderful lesson that is to learn, because so many times we get wounded by what people say about us, and then we cower, and then we feel badly. Well, guess what? That was just fuel for my dad. And he was like, I'll show you, you SOB. You watch me now. You know, and I love that. I love that attitude. And I got to tell you, I have to tap into that every once in a while, because writing this book, it wasn't easy, and I have put myself out there, and that's a hard thing to do, and I have faced a lot of criticism, I have faced a lot of judgment, and at times it's very painful, but you know what? I have said what I wanted to say, and I have done my very best, even with my parent, with my father and my brother gone, to protect them to my very best ability.
Claudia, as a young girl, though, was it difficult to sometimes to live up to those standards? Did you ever feel like maybe that, you know, the love was conditional, that if you're being successful? I mean, was there a period of time that you had to try to put the pieces of the puzzle together to try to figure out your dad?
No doubt. He was a very complex man, and initially, he was very hard to understand. And my mother told us many times that one of the reasons, if not the only reason, that she chose to divorce my dad was because she was afraid for her children. As an adult, Mom was able to figure out Dad and navigate through the emotions. And after a while, his explosions and his swears, she knew that they meant really nothing. But a little child doesn't have that capability yet. So she literally, like in the wild, she chose to protect her young. And, you know, and of course that made it challenging growing up, but once we figured out that when Dad was mad or, you know, was stomping around, it wasn't towards us, it no longer was frightening.
Was that hard, though, to accept those harsh realities about your dad? I mean, when you have a parent that has such a strong personality, I mean, you're talking about his incessant cussing. I mean, he obviously had a little bit of a temper, too, right?
Oh, yes. And the answer to that question is definitely yes. It was difficult at first. But let me tell you, this is what makes a relationship, our relationship with our dad, so special. Once you were able to get past that first hump, I'm telling you what, the relationship was so rewarding, because my dad had such high standards and such high principles that were, if you were able to get that close to him, it was amazing what you could learn from him. Now, I say that with an asterisk, because as a female, I had an added challenge, because, you know, there was a half-sister out there ahead of me that my dad had a poor relationship with, and he had felt as if he had failed as a father because she was a daughter, and he could not relate to her.
Mm-hmm.
So when his first son comes along, John Henry, he's thinking, here I go. This is my chance. I've got a clean slate. Surely I can relate to a boy. A boy won't be as sensitive. They're not emotional. I can bring him with me to the ballpark, in the dugout, in the, you know, wherever. But a little girl, it was almost as if he did not know how to to navigate around me. I was the one that had to show him, it's okay, Dad. I can handle you. Here I am, you know, and we became very, very close, and he admired my independence and my fortitude.
And certainly one of the highlights in the book, I'm recalling it in my memory right now, was at your sixth grade track meet. Would you mind sharing that with our audience tonight? That was just a great moment in the book. I mean, it was incredible.
It's a significant moment. And one of the things I tried to do in this book was pick the stories that I felt in my life or in my family's life that would best reflect who we are as people. And that story is significant for two main reasons. One of them, first and foremost, is that it was my moment to get my dad's attention. I actually called my dad about a week before that race, and I said, Dad, I said, I want you to know something. I am going to be in a big race in a week, and I want you to come and watch me, I said. I said to him, I am going to win this race for you. and he didn't believe me, because he knew that the race was going to be a lot. It was an invitational race, and invitational races usually have all local schools within the area come together. There were boys and girls. We were in the sixth grade. No girl had ever won this race before. And I told him, I said, I'm going to win it for you. And he laughed, and, you know, he's like, oh, that's very sweet. But he comes. He comes to the race, and I'm at the starting line, and my dad, unbeknownst to me, walks up to my coach, and he says, Coach, we have a problem. And the coach says, what do you mean? He goes, my little girl thinks she's going to win this race. And he's afraid that I'm going to be disappointed and just be, you know, just heartbroken. And the coach, my coach, Mr. Murphy, turns around and looks at my dad and says, you know what, Ted? She could very well win it. And he goes, no, you don't understand. My daughter thinks she's going to beat the boys and the girl.
Mm-hmm.
And so the race starts, and we're off into the woods, and I find myself alone in the woods. So I think to myself, okay, I'm in the lead. I'm good. I've got this, right? And I exit the woods, and the race finishes on the track. And I come out of the woods, and oh, my God, there are two boys ahead of me, two boys that I had never raced against, two boys that I didn't know. And one was about 50 yards ahead of me, and the other one was 75 yards ahead of me. And I tucked my head, and I dropped my shoulders, and I ran as hard as I could run. And when I crossed that finish line, I just went right into my father's arms.
Claudia, I promise we will definitely have you back. You're an amazing guest, and congratulations on the success of your book. Thank you so much.
Thank you, dear. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Much more straight ahead this evening at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big Esports Show.